Quintessential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. People chase their endless summer in different ways. Some visit ballparks, others beaches. A dedicated group of fun seekers visit amusement parks in search of the perfect roller coaster thrill ride. This week, contributor Elaine LaBaume, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town, suggests some out-of-state coasters to visit. Elaine, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul. It's great to be here.
A week ago at this time, we were talking about the in-state coasters. Now it's the ones that are outside of Pennsylvania. And my question is, are roller coasters really something, amusement parks and roller coasters, something that you can build a vacation around or even a quick getaway around?
Yeah, for me, absolutely. And for years, what I've done is I have tried to find amusement parks that were near cities that I enjoyed visiting. That way it was kind of a twofer for me. We could do that roller coaster action one day or maybe 2 days and actually visit a place that we wanted to see as well. And I think I'm probably not the only one who thought of this, because interestingly enough, so many of the really terrific theme parks are very close to major cities or other attractions that you'd want to visit. And the other thing that's so cool about it, I mean, especially as we get into the warmer temps, visiting an amusement park, getting on these roller coasters and these thrill rides, the wind through your hair and just, you know, warp speed. I mean, you know, there's no better way to feel like a kid again. So I absolutely recommend this for folks as part of their summer travel planning.
All right. So on to your Fab Five list, roller coaster edition. First up, Cedar Point in Ohio. For lots of reasons, such as?
Well, I think people have to get away from the Pennsylvania-Ohio rivalry when they think of Cedar Point, because I do believe this is one of the best amusement parks in the country. They have some terrific roller coasters. It's opening May 10th, so it will be open very, very soon. They've got a couple of new thrill rides, actually, that they're opening this year. And it's interesting. You've got your roller coasters, and now they even classify them as thrill rides and extreme thrill rides. And some of them are just that. But the two that are opening this year are the Pipe Scream and the Lake Erie Eagle. The Lake Erie Eagle, you actually get to have some controls on the ride that where you can dictate how mild or how wild the ride is. That's going to be interesting. And, you know, everybody in our family, we're big roller coaster junkies. At Cedar Point, the Millennium Force is absolutely my favorite. I mean, you're going straight up right over Lake Erie, and you really do think you're going to wind up in Lake Erie once that thing starts pitching down at warp speed. It's really fast, really fun, picks up speeds up to 93 miles an hour. Love that one. The Top Thrill Dragster. This thing just, I mean, you're like shot out of a cannon. You go like straight up. I think it picks up to like 100 some miles an hour.
What's the G-force on that?
Yeah, good question. I don't know. But the whole thing takes you 17 seconds. And everybody, they get off this ride and, you know, their glasses are plastered onto their face. Their hair is standing straight up. It is the most intense experience and a lot of fun.
Wow.
And then you can't discount the Blue Streak at Cedar Point. The old wooden coaster dates to 1964. Whenever I visit Cedar Point, I leave the best for last. It's not so busy at the end of the day. And then we get to the Blue Streak and we ride it over and over 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times before we leave the park. And there's never a line at the end of the day. Awesome time.
Looks like it's still hard to top the coasters at New York's Coney Island, a place you recall fondly from your youth.
Well, you know, I grew up not too far out of New York City in Connecticut, and this is a place we visited many times. You've got the Cyclone, of course, the old coaster that dates to 1927, an old wooden coaster. I recently learned that this is how Charles Lindbergh characterized it in 1927. This is scarier than flying solo across the Atlantic.
Now, and that's granted, the year he did it.
It is, yes. Now, he hadn't been on the Top Thrill Dragster, so his frame of reference was a little bit different, but he thought that the Cyclone was all that. You know, 60-degree drop, 6 turns, you know, just a great time. And then there's the old Thunderbolt at Coney Island. It's an old wooden coaster that actually isn't there anymore, but it's being rebuilt. Will open this year. They're making a steel version of the old Thunderbolt. 90-degree vertical drop, loops, you know, the old, what do they call them, the O-rolls or G-rolls or whatever. It's got all kinds of rolls and loops and gravity-defying things that are absolutely insane. Top speed on that one, 55 miles an hour.
Back in my day, we called it the loop-de-loop.
It still is that. They just want to give it a more extreme name.
Sure.
It's got extreme at the beginning of the name. It's all that, right?
Right.
But the park is already open on weekends. Yeah, there is just a sweetness about Coney Island that's hard to beat. You can't recreate it. You got to go.
Well, in our second city, Chicago, there's something new and exciting for roller coaster enthusiasts there, apparently.
Yeah, you know, there are a number of new roller coasters that are debuting this season. And the one that's getting all the press is the one at Six Flags Great America in Gurnee, Illinois, which is just north of Chicago. It's called Goliath. It opens May 24th. It is a wooden roller coaster, a new roller coaster that's wooden. I love that. Breaks three world records, longest drop, steepest drop, and top sustained speed of 72 miles an hour. Can you imagine sustaining that speed on a roller coaster?
Longest, steepest drop. That's, you had
longest
me,
drops. I know. That was,
you had me there.
This one's going to be crazy. A 180-foot vertical drop plunges 85 degrees into an underground tunnel. I mean, we'll do it. We'll check it out, but it's going to be insane.
I'm like wincing just as hearing you describe that.
On the insane-o-meter, it's like tilt, 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 tilt.
The insane-o-meter.
So that's the one that people are really looking forward to this summer.
Elaine LaBaume is our travel contributor, joining us here as she does each and every Thursday on Essential Pittsburgh. Back in Ohio, Elaine, this time close by Cincinnati, is Kings Island.
Yes, this is a theme park that's right outside of Cincinnati, and they have just opened what is probably the second most anticipated new roller coaster ride this year. It's called the Banshee. This is the longest inverted roller coaster in the world, and we're talking upside down. So you spend more time upside down on this one than any other ride, and probably than you do right side up. You know, all the drops and loops, top speed of 68 miles an hour. Can you imagine doing that upside down?
I'll never know. I'm staying away from that one.
The LaBaumes will have to tell you about it.
Yes.
Seven inversions, 4,100 feet of track. We'll check it out and report back to you.
And the surfer girl in you swears by the Giant Dipper on the Santa Cruz Boardwalk. So going way across the country now.
Yeah, you know, anybody who loves roller coasters at some point has got to get out to the Santa Cruz Boardwalk. This is about an hour and a half south of San Francisco. The boardwalk is right on the beach. And then you get on the Giant Dipper, the old wood roller coaster, the red and white coaster. It, you know, I don't know, it's also 60, 80 years old. I think it dates to 1924. And, you know, you're just looking out at the ocean while you're on this great clickety-clackety wooden roller coaster. I love it. And I have to tell you, for me, Santa Cruz Boardwalk will always be special because this is the first place my son ever rode an amusement park ride. He was 2.5 years old.
2.5.
He rode the Sea Dragon at the Santa Cruz Boardwalk with my husband. I was standing outside watching. When the ride stopped, I looked at my son. He was stone-faced. Within 2 seconds, this huge smile broke across his face. And I thought, yes, he is going to be a roller coaster dude. It all started for us at the Santa Cruz Boardwalk. So it's just, it's a terrific amusement park. Great rides. They have an old Loof carousel. You know, Charles Loof, the carver, who was considered the grandfather of great carousels here in America. They have one that dates to 1911. It's just a singular experience.
Okay, now that you've mentioned that, and maybe this is putting you on the spot, but isn't there in Pennsylvania, I think it's right outside Philadelphia, the carousel Hall of Fame or Merry-Go-Round Hall of Fame, and it's all these old wooden carved horses from carousels?
That is something that we should investigate and throw up on the website, WESA.FM.
Okay.
I don't know, but it's a great idea. I love old carousels still. You know, I'm a big girl now, a mom, and I still love riding carousels.
Years ago, we went to see this. I want to say it was like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if it still exists.
It sounds terrific.
It just made me think of that just now, kind of one of those spur-of-the-moment
things.
Yeah,
if they have any of those great old, loof-carved horses or anything like that, that'd be awesome to see.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll check it out. Meantime, Elaine LaBaume, our travel contributor, she tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Thanks, as always, for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Go to our website. Check out any past programs or segments that you might have missed at WESA.FM. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.